Chapter 7. Monday, 3. Ask the Experts. On Monday afternoon, you do an exercise that we call Ask the Experts. In this exercise, you interview people one at a time. The people who you interview are from the sprint team, from the company, and sometimes people from outside of the company who know a lot about the problem. While you are interviewing, each sprint team member takes notes. Later, you will use these notes to decide on what to do in the sprint. Why do we do this exercise? When we first started to do sprints at GV, we thought that it was possible to learn everything from talking to the people at the top of the company, the CEOs and managers. Then we realized that CEOs and managers do not know everything. However, your team and other people in the company do know a lot about the project. It is important to remember that nobody knows everything. For example, one person in the company knows a lot about the technology. Another person knows a lot about marketing, and so on. These people do not always get a chance to share what they know in their normal work, but in a sprint, they can. It is not always easy to decide who to interview. We think that it is useful to have at least one expert who can talk about these four subjects. 1. How to succeed. First, talk to the decider. If the decider is not able to be there for the whole sprint, make sure that they are in the room on Monday afternoon. Here are some useful questions to ask. What will make this project a success? What opportunities do we have that other companies do not have? What things do we do well that other companies do not do as well as us? What is our biggest risk? 2. The voice of the customer. Who speaks to your customers more than anyone else? This person's ideas will be really valuable. 3. How things work. Who understands how your product works? You need to have the people who build your product and deliver your ideas on the sprint team. For example, the designer, the engineer, and the marketing manager. 4. What your company did before. Often there is a person on your team who has thought a lot about the project in the past. Maybe this person tried some ideas in the past and they did not work. Or perhaps someone in the company is already working on the problem, but they've not solved it yet. You need this person on your sprint team. Here is how to do the expert interviews. Step 1. If the expert is not part of the sprint team, explain to them what the sprint is about. Step 2. Show the expert your whiteboards. Explain the long-term goal, sprint questions, and map in 2 minutes. Step 3. Ask the expert to tell you everything that they know about the problem. Step 4. Ask the expert questions. Ask them to tell you what they think that you already know. Most importantly, ask them to tell you when they think that you are wrong. Ask them, is there anything on our map that is missing? And, are there sprint questions that we need to add to our list? And, are there any other opportunities that we haven't spoken about? Ask them questions that begin, why? And, can you tell us more about? Step 5. Add sprint questions to your whiteboard. Change your map. If you need to, change your goal. It is the expert's job to tell you things that you do not know and to remind you of things that you have forgotten. So do not worry if you have to make changes after you have spoken to them. How might we? Your experts will give you a lot of information. But how can you remember it all? The whiteboards will help, but they're not enough. Everyone in the sprint team should have taken notes while the experts were speaking. That is good. But if only one person on the team had made a note of a good idea, the rest of the team would not see it. Now imagine that you can do magic. First, the pages fly out of everyone's notebooks. Then the pages organize themselves. After that, the pages cut themselves up into smaller pieces of paper. Finally, the most interesting pieces of paper move away from the other pieces and stick themselves on the wall so that everyone can see them. We cannot do magic, but we do have an exercise that helps us to organize notes from the whole team, and you can do it very quickly. This exercise is called How Might We? Each person on the team writes notes, one at a time, on sticky notes. At the end of the day, you will put all the group's notes together in a pile. Then you will organize the notes and select the most interesting ones. These notes will help you to choose which part of your map to focus on. For this exercise, you turn your notes into questions, all of which begin with, how might we? So, for example, with Blue Bottle, we could ask, how might we make visiting our website like visiting one of our cafes? Or, how might we make sure that our coffee is fresh when the customer gets it? How do we write how might we questions? Each person on the team needs their own book of sticky notes and a thick black pen. When you use a thick pen on a small page, you have to write clearly. This means that everyone can easily read what other people have written. Use these steps to help you. Step 1. Write the letters HMW in the top left corner of your sticky note. Step 2. Wait. Step 3. When you hear something interesting, change it into a question. Do this quietly. Step 4. Write the question on your sticky note. Step 5. Keep your sticky notes with questions separate. At first, it feels strange to write notes in this way. But every sprint team that we have worked with soon understands why we do it like this. As soon as the expert interviews are over, everyone should collect their "How might we?" notes and stick them on the wall. First, put them on the wall with no organization. Then you should organize the notes into groups. Work together and find questions that look similar and move these similar questions to the same place on the wall. Now you will be able to see all the groups of similar questions. While you are organizing the questions into groups, try to think of a name for each group. Write the name of the group on a new sticky note and stick it above the group. There will be some notes that do not belong in any of the groups. Put these in a separate group. After 10 minutes, it is time to choose which notes are the most useful. To do this, you vote, using an exercise called dot voting. Use these steps to help you. Step 1. Give 2 big dot stickers to each person. Step 2. Give 4 big dot stickers to the decider, because their opinions are a bit more important than other people's opinions. Step 3. Ask everyone to look again at the goal and sprint questions. Step 4. Ask everyone to vote for the notes that have the most useful "How might we?" questions. It is fine to vote for your own note, or to vote twice for the same note. At the end of the vote, you'll have groups of dots on a few "How might we?" notes. When the vote is over, find the "How might we?" notes that have the most votes and take them off the wall. Then, find a place to stick them on your map. There will not be a lot of time to discuss this, but this exercise will help you to make good decisions later.